This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Steve Newborn with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Journalists have been depicted in the movies since back in the days of the front page in Citizen Kane, but the grittiness of the profession may not have hit home for most people until the movie Spotlight, which just won the Oscar for Best Picture. It portrays the Boston Globe's investigation into child sex abuse by the clergy.
They knew, and they let it happen to kids! Okay? It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any of us. We gotta nail these scumbags. We gotta show people that nobody can get away with this. Not a priest or a cardinal or a freaking pope!
Kelly, that's some pretty heavy dialogue there. How close did this movie get to the way reporters really do their jobs?
What I love about this movie is that clip that you just played, that was about the most dramatic, over-the-top moment in the entire movie.
That's why I played it, right?
Exactly. And instead, it was really a lot of chipping away at a story, finding little pieces of information. You know, I took my daughters to see this movie last year, and the observation that one of them made as we were leaving was this. There sure was a lot of talking on the phone in that movie. So it really was very, very close to exactly what journalism looks like. They got the lighting in the newsroom down. They got the frumpy clothing that the journalists wear down. And they also got the work of journalism incredibly accurate.
Now, this was before the internet became such an indispensable part of reporters' routine. So, you know, back then you didn't just stroke a few keys and call up some public records. They actually had to go out and go to the places where the records are.
Yes, they had journalists knocking on doors everywhere, including courthouses across Massachusetts, asking for records and asking what happened to certain types of records. And it was mundane until it wasn't, until they actually got the records. But even then, they didn't have the type of software that we have now. So they were going through these records by hand, trying to create a database that would show them which priests, which parishes, which children. And that really was revealing, too.
So in a sense, this kind of goes back to the tradition of movies like All the President's Men, which were based on fact and didn't have all this kind of schmaltzy storylines going through it, right?
Well, funny that you should mention All the President's Men. That's the one other movie that I think really captured how journalism worked. And in between, you have a lot of other movies like Absence of Malice, where the Sally Field character sleeps with her source and then carelessly publishes information that causes someone to die. But then you have the really silly journalism movies that are really an excuse to get a romantic comedy out there, like Broadcast News or The Paper, where the journalism is actually a backdrop for some feel-good love story. So Spotlight is unique in that sense.
All right, Kelly, you've been looking into what might be some good fodder for the next great film on journalists. Why don't you fill us in on what your thoughts are on that?
Well, one of our great reporters here at Poynter, Kristen Hare, she's created this amazing list, which you can see on our website, but let me just call out a couple of them. In 2011, the LA Times did an investigation into rampant corruption in a really small California city among the city council members. In 2008, the Washington Post's investigation into the failures at the Army's Walter Reed Medical Center. But my favorite would be the 1921 Boston Post investigation into a con man named Charles Ponzi.
Oh, back in Boston, but in an earlier epoch.
There you go.
All right, Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Maybe we'll see you on the big screen someday.
Well, my outfit's going to look good if you do.